The 1971 movie The Last Picture Show painted a desolate portrait of Archer City, the town south of Wichita Falls, where it was filmed. The movie was based on a novel by best-selling author Larry McMurtry, a native of Archer City. Its black-and-white images of boarded-up buildings, blowing dust, and an iconic movie theater were so powerful that visitors still make pilgrimages to the town. One of the main attractions is the real Last Picture Show, the Royal Theater on the Archer County Courthouse Square. A fire in 1965 destroyed most of the Royal, which for years was a burnt ruin. Then, in 1996, a local resident, Abby Abernathy, began a fundraising drive to resurrect it. The plan was not to bring back the movie theater, but to create a more versatile space. Wichita Falls architects Bundy, Young, Sims, and Potter restored the facade, reconstructed the ticket window, and built a new interior. The architects also stabilized a crumbling exterior sandstone wall with new mortar matched to the original, but they left it incomplete to evoke the theater's history. The Royal's bright blue and white marquee was recovered from a pasture. It was in such bad shape that a new one was built to the exact detail of the original, down to the incandescent bulbs. The Lazy Boy Supper Club, a monthly musical gathering, and the Texasville Opry now play at the Royal, along with live theater performances, seminars, and receptions. Elsewhere on the square, the 1892 Archer County Courthouse was restored to its 1926 appearance by Harper Perkins Architects of Wichita Falls, and McMurtry's bookstore, Booked Up, occupies several buildings formerly vacant. The Royal Theater has been the impetus for downtown revitalization and a symbol of hope and renewal. Architect Dick Bundy.
What was accomplished by the restoration of the Royal Theater in Archer City was bringing back the historic fabric that had existed back in the beginnings of that square. The Royal Theater actually is an anchor to the courthouse and to the square itself, and carried quite a bit of history and heritage that made Archer City what it is today.